Well, going back to sort of the whole idea of this piece, why are public art projects like this important? What is their greater purpose in our society? As someone who has spent so much time on this particular process, what drives you to continue?
Well, art intensifies life. Art is what really gives you that spirit of surprise, of stopping, of reflecting. It gives you some presence in the now. And it actually, by looking at a piece like this, it allows the viewer to think about things in the past and about leaps in the future. All of this is within the context of public art. It is important in many societies, particularly in Mediterranean cultures where communities work together and they all have that gene of seeking and desiring beauty. They work together and create a harmonious city plan. They make fountains and sculptures and they know how to place it. The Greeks somehow, how did they come up with their mathematics of sacred geometry, of the golden mean, and a sense of proportion that we still use today? It preceded Euclidean geometry, and it preceded the great gift that the Arabs gave us in mathematics. And it was a natural sense of proportion. So I think it's been common to civilizations to seek that. We're a very, very young country. We don't have a medieval past. We don't have great cathedrals and public art and statues of emperors. We have no history within that. So we've been very pragmatic. Get the job done, make it efficient. Civil engineering, mechanical engineering are going to get us to where we need to be.
Right.
No frills. But that's not the nature of man. The nature of man is drawn to beauty, to seek truth. We think that these are little gateways into that sequence of coming to know and to study. So that's kind of the reason for public art. There is a notion of entertainment into it, because all surprise is entertainment.
Right.
And there's always that surprise or that joy. And that's kind of the gateway you come into it, but then there's all these multiple levels that the artist doesn't want to speak about because he wouldn't let
discovery happen
with the viewer, because it's the viewer whose past that art activates and whose future they are going to leap to and give hope.